Between this semester and next, the PC CAPS program will serve 122 high school juniors and seniors who tackle real projects for area businesses. From projects like developing solar panel feasibility to designing ski goggles for Scott, a music application for Skull Candy and mountain bike trails at Powder Mountain, to designing software for games at the Utah Olympic Park. Program Director Jennifer Jackenthal said students can choose a subject area and projects that have been worked out ahead of time with professional clients.
Engineering, software development for the innovator, design, which is everything from film to logos to websites and packaging. And then we have a business department. And then Ali Webb runs the teacher education program.
The program doesn't have prerequisites or a minimum GPA to enter. And the focus, Jackenthal said, is largely on how to present in a professional setting, from dress to proposals to communicating with the client to the final presentation.
This is really learning how to operate in a professional environment, much more than learn how to use a specific program. For instance, if a student comes into a software class and they need to know how to code in Java to complete a project for a client, it's probably not every in and out of Java that they need to know. They just need to know a small amount to be able to do the project. And what ends up happening is that those students end up going back to the high school and taking a programming class the next year if they're really interested.
While the program isn't cheap, costing the district some $450,000 per year, Jackenthal said she has 41 volunteer mentors from the business community in addition to 5 part-time teachers. The $450,000 is not tacked onto the school district budget, since most of the teachers' salaries would be paid at the high school if they weren't at CAPS program. A big part of the operating budget is paid out in building rental. That, she said, could be saved if the district goes ahead with plans for a separate professional studies building that would come out of an ample capital budget. That expenditure has stirred a lot of controversy in the community, but school board members insist that the program is the wave of the future in education. And Jackenthal said it's necessary to be apart from the high school.
There are no lectures, there are no tests, there are no quizzes, there are no, you know, classroom desks and chairs. And it's really hard to create that in a classroom.
Based on last year's surveys and feedback from the businesses, Jackenthal said they're fine-tuning the program this year. The biggest challenge, she said, that businesses faced with the students wasn't their expertise, but their communications.
You know, emails, phone calls, following up for calendars, that kind of thing. And so we've really focused on that. And the kids are much more clear on how important it is to communicate along the way, not just present a finished project, which, of course, in a regular classroom, you just present the finished project at the end, usually.
She also said parents largely felt their kids became more confident. To get a grade in the CAPS class that consumes half a day every other day, they do what she calls a 360-degree assessment.
Which is their partners assess them, their student partners, their mentors, their clients, the teacher, and they self-assess as well. So, again, our program is really based on the growth the student shows beginning of the semester to the end of the semester.
PC CAPS gets new projects through word of mouth. Typically, said Jackenthal, there are more projects than she has students to complete them. The program also reaches out to the 3 ski resorts to help them with projects. She said all of the business partners are returning to work with the students this year to help them immerse themselves and go right from high school into the real world.
We are trying to emulate the real world.
That's Jennifer Jackenthal, director of the PC CAPS program at Park City High School. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.